Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look.
Yes, sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the
Bree life, how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
All right. What's going on, Bree Life audience? This is your boy, Mark Said It. Also known as Mark from Houston, Texas. And today we're doing Freestyle Thursdays. Our girl Bree is out on assignment. We hope that she'll be checking in soon. In any case, I'm going to hold it down for you all. If you've been listening for a while, you know that Freestyle Thursdays is the time when you call in and you can tell your friends, y'all can talk about whatever y'all want with me and the Bree Life family. The phone number is 424-220-1862. And, of course, you can get us on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE. Well, first of all, I just want to tell you all I'm calling down. I'm here online from Houston, Texas, and it has been hot down here in Houston. I was sitting in my vehicle today in the sun, and they said, I guess it was recorded at, I don't know, 105 degrees in the sun. That's hot for it to be just the seventh day of June. So I guess we got to get ready for this hot summer. You know, I wanted to start off my freestyle with, it was a young man in California. I don't know if you all saw this story, but it's a young man in California that had been accused of rape, and he was an aspiring football player. And it was just kind of sad. I don't know if anybody heard about this story, but he spent 6 years of his life in jail, and he was falsely accused. And that just really kind of got me because I was like, hey, you can actually just get some allegations put at you, and that'll be enough. Again, young black brother, and it was a young black sister who made the allegation. So that was really crazy. I don't know if anybody knows anything about that. For me, that was a real big issue, a real big problem. But I want you all to call in. Again, the phone number is 424-220-1862. And we're on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE. What I'm going to do is take my first caller, calling in from the 111-111. How you doing, caller? This is the Bree Life Radio Show. This is your boy, Mark Said It. What's your freestyle? Hello? Okay, I guess that call is kind of shy. We're going to let you hold on. When you're ready, let me know. In any case, back to what I was saying. This young man was accused of rape. And, I mean, you know, one thing about it is we know that rape, that's a bad thing to be accused of, obviously, and that's something that you don't take lightly. But, man, just to think that someone could do that, you know, and be lying about it. That's just really something that really got me because, again, being a black man, and, you know, we have through the years been accused of a lot of things we didn't do. And this goes way back to slavery days and so forth. So I just was wondering, again, like, man, is anybody out there, maybe you know of someone that's been through this? God forbid you've been through this. But I really want to get your ideas, your input on how you feel about that scenario. And I'm just going to put that out there. Also, something else was on my mind today. I was having a conversation with a friend, and we were just talking about, again, the dynamics between men and women and some of the issues that we deal with. And one of the things that came up in the conversation was the fact that a lot of times when a woman is mad at a man, she's mad at that man because of something that he forgot to do. And men usually are mad at a woman for something she did or said. So a woman is upset because you didn't say something or do something, forgot, omitted. And then you have a man who's upset because of what she said or what she did do. So that's another one of my freestyles for the day. I'm just kind of wondering how people feel about that because, you know, we on the Bree Life Radio Network talk a lot about relationships on a regular basis. So that's something that, you know, as far as one of the topics that we talk about, we always talk about the dynamics between men and women. So, again, as I said, I'm real interested in what people out there in the Bree Life family and the Bree Life Radio Network out there in the blogosphere, in the internet, on your phones, in your cars, what you think about that. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Bree Life Radio Show on the Bree Life Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Bree Life Radio Show, because when you miss the Bree Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those are there that get mad for holding matrimony. They got mad for holding matrimony.
And this?
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie, and lie.
And we can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. I had to get an order of protection. You got a woman that you've been with for 7 years, so you do it. You know what's up, right?
Come on, Bree. Don't do it. Stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in because we're about to go in.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
Well, folks, we're back. Again, this is the Bree Life Radio Show, Freestyle Thursdays. And this is your host sitting in for Bree, Mark Said It, Mark from Houston, Texas, y'all. Again, the phone number is 424-220-1862. That's 424-220-1862. And we're also streaming live on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE. Again, as I was saying, folks, want y'all to call in, join in with me. I'm waiting for you all to get in because, you know, hey, we go at it really wild on Thursdays usually. So I don't want this to be any different. I want y'all to call in again. I'm going to get that number just to make sure everybody listening needs you to call in right now at 424-220-1862. So back to this issue of the dynamics of relationships and so forth. I'm always fascinated by the fact that, you know, when we interact, men and women seem to have different levels of understanding as to what one wants. Like, the whole concept of, is a person more emotionally adept to show a lot of affection? I guess they call it PDA, like public displays of affection, for instance. So if a man does not have his hand on you all the time, in your face, whispering in your ear, would you say he had no ability to be affectionate? I'm just asking because that's something that I've heard in the past, you know, in conversations. And not so much that it was directed at me, but because, you know, one thing about it is sometimes men are suggested to be aloof or not as in touch with their emotional self. And so I'm just wondering if it's just a matter that, you know, we emote differently or we deal with things a little differently. But, yeah, that is something that I really was wondering about because, you know, being in relationships or have been in relationships in the past, that is something that has come up in conversation. So I'm definitely interested in hearing what you all have to say about that. And, you know, seeing as though I am, right now I'm waiting for all my great regular callers to come in, I have a couple things that I'm kind of going to just go over here and see what you all think about it. So the issue of love versus in love. I had this conversation with an individual, and they were saying, you know, people commonly make the statement when they are attempting to distinguish between love and attachment and appreciation for an individual, but not an attraction and or desire to relate to a person in a romantic or sensual way. This I love is akin to the feeling that you have for a relative as opposed to I'm in love with, associated with feelings one feels for a newly found romantic interest or ongoing love affair. The biggest difference, in my estimation, is love or lack of passion or connection. You know, there's some words that people have used in the past, and folks that have been indoctrinated in certain Christian beliefs, or even are acquainted with Greek, they have various ways of using the word love. And that's something else that I'd like to talk about as part of my freestyle today. What do you all feel about this whole issue of being in love versus, you know, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, that whole thing? I mean, what do you think about that? Well, what I'm going to do is I see somebody that is a very familiar person in my caller queue, and that would be none other than my co-host and host, Miss Bree. Speak about it. Speak about it. I hear you out there. I know that number. I know that number, y'all. So talk to me. What's going on?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Miss 631229. Is this
631229? Don't call me out. I'm freestyling. I'm moving.
No.
I'm freestyling.
Hey, y'all. Again, this is the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, and somebody's calling in from parts unknown. And I promise you, when I say their parts unknown, I have no idea where this person is. But I really want to hear their freestyle tonight. So, what's your freestyle? Hello.
What's your freestyle? My freestyle is I'm tired. I'm really tired tonight. That's why my very loyal co-host is hosting the show. But I figured since I was driving, I would join in since I have a free hand now. So, what are you freestyling about? What was your freestyle about? Then maybe I could piggyback on.
Wow. Well, I had like about four freestyles. You know me, I'm like this proverbial freestyle.
In 10 minutes
I'm just a freestyle. So let me see. I started out with my freestyle talking about the young man in California that got accused of rape and was in jail for 6 years, and then he finally was exonerated recently. And then I went on to discuss the whole concept of when men or women, for instance, women are saying that you didn't say, you know. And so we get in trouble, men get in trouble for what we didn't do with you all, and it seems like women get more in trouble with men for what women did do or did say. So that is kind of what I was talking about, you know. That was one of them. And then my last one was this whole issue about love. You know, in love versus, I'm not in love with you, but I love you, or vice versa. You know, the whole game play with the word love. So that was what I was talking about. So, hey, you can take your pick. Take your pick. And before you go any further, I just want to acknowledge the people that are in the caller queue. I have a caller calling in from 504-535, and I have also a caller from 516-509 calling into the Bree Life Show. I see you. I'm going to get to you. I need you to hold tight, and I'm going to bring you in.
I know who that 516 number is.
No. Well, you know what? I want some surprises tonight, so I'm just going to wait to hear. So what is your freestyle, though?
What's my freestyle? My freestyle is about... I'm tired. No, my freestyle is about... Okay, about men who mask their... who mask their help with saying, oh, I want to be your friend. And then they kick you in the gut with, you know, after months down the line of being friends, now they want to take it to another level. But you agree that you were going to be friends. I don't like that. That's my freestyle. If you're in the friend zone, I need you to stay in the friend zone. How about that?
Well, I mean, if they're in a friend zone, I mean, I guess that's the question. Maybe they didn't recognize themselves as being in a friend zone. Or maybe they don't understand what that word friend zone is.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless the words that are coming out of my mouth are being translated into another language that they don't understand, I'm very clear in the beginning when I say I just want to be friends.
Okay.
Now, why can't it stay that way?
Well, heck, I don't know, dear. You know, that's a
why
good
question.
Why
can't it stay that way
know.
Without getting complicated? Can
I have
somebody
no
please
idea.
Call in and give me the answer to that question? What's
well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. Based upon what you just asked, I'm going to take the caller from the 504. 535 and see if either A, they have something to say about that, or B, they have their own freestyle. So, 504-535, you're on the Bree Life Radio Show. What you got to say today? 504, you still there?
That 504-535 never likes to talk. That person never likes
well,
to go, but they are loyal listeners.
But that's okay. That's okay. I'm gonna listen. If you want to speak up, you all surely can speak up. But I understand if you don't. So, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go down to one of my other favorite callers. This is a favorite caller. Actually, let me tell you, all of you all are my favorite callers. So I want all of you all to talk to me tonight. But guess what? I got a favorite caller that I'm going to bring in. They know who they are. I'm not going to call them out, but they call us on the 612-306. You're on the Bree Life Radio Show. How you doing?
Well, hello. I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I am fine.
I've been a workaholic, so I ain't had a chance to really participate much.
The
hey,
long,
you
lost
when you're
one.
Say it again.
I said, Ms. Gail, isn't that a wonderful thing when you work?
Well, hello there. Yeah, girl. It is.
Yeah.
It is. It takes away your freedom, though. It takes away
mm-hmm.
your freedom, you know. Your free spirit is gone. I always say when I get off work, I'm a free slave. I'm like, oh, I'm a free slave again.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to ask you, what's your freestyle for today?
Well, I want to just let I don't have one right now. Is that okay?
Okay, well, no, it's not okay. So I'm going to ask you to say something about this. It was a young man in California, and I want to talk about this because this has been on my mind. A young man in California was accused of raping a young lady when he was 16 years old. They both were like 16 years old. They were in high school. He was an up-and-coming football player, and he was recruited, and actually he was going to play for the USC. Pete Carroll, who is now the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, was going to he was going to be playing for him because he used to be the USC coach, Pete Carroll. So he got accused, and then he got subsequently sentenced to 6 years in the state penitentiary in California. So recently he's been out, and then the woman recanted and admitted. And the tripped off part about it was the mother had sued the city for $1.6 million and actually won. And the woman said she knew he didn't rape her, and she told him this. It got caught on actual tape that She knew it, but she was scared to come about because she thought they might have to pay back the $1.6 million.
Mm.
What you think about that?
Mm-mm-mm-mm. And there's a couple of stories out there like that, similar. They have, I don't think the money part is involved, but young men have lost their lives to the penal system. And it's just tragic. It's just real tragic how these prosecutors go on with these cases without the proper information, and they continue to waste society's money on cases that they know that they fabricated to get a conviction. It's sad. It's sad. It happens. It's just real sad.
It is.
But I think something should be done. Maybe you have to pay the money back because it's wrong. It's wrong. He lost his life. You can never give him 6 years back.
No.
Gone. Who knows what happened to him in that penal system?
And, you know, the sad part about it was, to me, one of the sad parts about it was the fact that they were both young. They were 16 years old. And what it came out to be was, I guess she liked him, and he wasn't really feeling her or whatever, I guess something to the extent. And so she accused him of dragging her across the field, taking her into a stairwell, and raping her.
Every day of the week.
And I just was like, wow, you know. And, again, not to make this a racial thing, but it is quite interesting when you think about the fact that we would be, like, up in arms about the fact that a white woman would have said that. I know that we would have. But I wonder what people are saying since it was another black person that did it, that accused them. I'm wondering what would happen, because I know that most of the civil rights groups and everybody else, they would be marching right now, upset as hell, if it had been a white woman that had accused this black boy of this thing. But it wasn't. And I'm not hearing nobody say anything about this. Anything about this. So I just thought that was a quite interesting thing. You know, it came across my mind, and I was wondering, you know, what some of
another
my people out there thought.
Another piece to that is the girls who are crying wolf. There should be a law on the book that something happens to them when that happens and it finds out that it's a lie. Because then it would stop some of this that's going on. Because they know they have the right to holler that. And they know nothing's going to happen to them, but something's going to happen to him. So they say, well, if we find out you're lying later, then you will be prosecuted to the fullest and you will be in jail. Then I think it will slow down at least. But
yeah, I think you're right about that to some extent. But, you know, I kind of put into perspective the whole impulsive, not thinking teenager. Because I have to think that to some extent that there wasn't a whole lot of thought put into what she did.
But
there was some
thought put into it. And then the parents had a responsibility as well. Well, let's get down to this. Let's sit down and let's talk about what happened. Because a lot of times girls holler that for the simple fact they're scared of their parents. They don't want to really tell them that they were stayed out late hanging out or whatever the case may be. And then the whole story could have got cleared up between those two families.
Right, you know. And what I was going to do was, it was kind of interesting. And I just read, it was like, his name is Brian, I think it's Brian Banks. It's Brian Banks, and he was exonerated last week after his accuser, Wanetta Gibson, admitted she had made up the whole story of sexual assault 10 years ago and had been reluctant to come forward because of a large settlement she received from the high school district. So what happened was he was accused of this, and she was quoted as telling Banks once he got out, I will go through with helping you. But it's like at the same time, all that money they gave us, I mean gave me, I don't want to have to pay it back.
That's ludicrous.
You know, I'm sitting up there saying, wait a minute, you don't want to pay it back. That's the least of the issue right now. This man,
I lost my life.
Unbelievable.
Who knows where he's
going
with that career.
He's an unbelievable football player, but guess what? Here's some beauty. Pete Carroll, who is now the coach for the Seattle Seahawks, invited him in to try out. Now, guess what? He goes and tries out. He does so good because this brother never gave up the belief that he was going to be able to do what he was going to do. He's performing at a level that
Nikki Carroll's inviting her back to come and work out with the rest of the team now. And several other NFL teams are interested in him because he's still a physical specimen. He looks good. He's been working out still. You know, he kept himself focused. So there's a chance that he still might be able to, you know, live off some of his dreams. So I thought that was a beautiful part about it.
Well, that is the most beautiful part about it.
You know, really a beautiful part about it. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a little commercial break. And then we'll be right back. We're on the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Bree Life Radio Show, because when you miss the Bree Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those are there that get married for holy matrimony. They got married for holding matrimony.
And this.
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie, and lie.
We can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. I had to get an order of protection. You got a woman that you've been with for 7 years, so you doing something right.
Come on, Bree. Don't stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in because we're about to go in.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
Well, we're back, and this is the Bree Life Radio Show. And this is Mark Fettit, also known as Mark from Houston, Texas. And I am hosting today for my sister in parts unknown, Sister Bree. I don't know where she's at right now, and I think I hear a bunch of noise wherever she is, but anyway. What I want is this. I got callers from the 504-535-516-509 and 917-536-53. What I'm going to need you to do is this. If you want to talk to me right now, I need you to hit 1. Quiet. I'm going to let you sit on in a queue, and you can continue to listen to it. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do now is take a call from the 501-509. You're on the Bree Life Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? What's up? This is 20G. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, bro? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, you know, going down the road a little bit, you know, handling it. But I'm not going to freestyle right now, but I do want to comment on that brother who actually got placed in bondage. You know, it makes me think about the fact that, you know, you're right. You can't get back 6 years of someone's life. You can't do that. It also makes me angry at the judicial system because if this individual would have raped this woman, there should have been forensic evidence of that. So it lets you know that also that, like I said before in previous shows, different states have different laws, but they also have different constitutions. And it's just a tragedy today that anybody can just cry wolf. Wasn't there a movie that they made in Florida about the same thing? I forgot the title of it. It was a European woman.
I don't think I have seen it. I don't remember, but I do think that there was actually a movie, you know, a couple movies that came out late.
Yeah.
You know, one thing about it, I don't want nobody to feel like, you know, that, you know, I'll be listening to Lifetime, the Lifetime Network, but they do have a lot of them kind of movies on there. So, talking about that kind of stuff. In any case, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But I can tell you this, it doesn't surprise me at all. And it is an issue because they were talking about the forensic evidence, the fact that they didn't have any at the time. But what happened was they plea bargained because they were afraid that if the young man, and you know, and I'll be honest, you hear a lot of people get upset when you don't when a defender, the public defender or the defending attorneys don't try to plea bargain, and then the guy goes up for trial and then he gets convicted, and then, you know, they say, why didn't they do that? Why didn't they plea bargain? So what these people did. They did a plea bargain, and he was supposed to be looking at no more than 18 months on the plea bargain, even though he knew he didn't do it. And instead, they gave him 6 years. So it was just a mess overall. The whole situation was a mess. But here's my question. When the situation happened with Trayvon Martin and various other things, we had a lot of groups upset, going crazy and tripping about this. I don't hear a bunch about this guy, and I'm wondering if it was a white, I say this again, if it was a white girl that did this, the black community probably be in, up in arms. But I'm going to be honest, I don't hear that. And I think it's because it was a black girl. What you think about that?
I think that it's possible that that's true. You have to understand, where does the judicial system of the actual court system comes from? It comes from England, the Bar Association. The Bar Association. So you have officers of the court to protect that species, I'm going to say it like that, to protect white people. And that's the sad part about it. That's my point. I mean, that's my what I say. And that's because that's the origin of the system itself. You have to go through them before you can play their game. And so it might be that if it was a European woman who got who cried out wolf, can you imagine the ramifications would be higher? Would they have given them 12 years instead of 6? In other words,
yeah.
Saying. Would a European woman be more valuable than a Moor or a Nubian woman?
But that, you know what? And I'm good with that argument or that position, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the black neighborhood. I'm talking about the hood. The hood would be hollering right now if it was a white woman that falsely accused the brother. I know they would. But they're not hollering about this sister. I don't hear it anyway. Maybe I'm just in the wrong place.
Well, let's take a look at it that way. You know, you're talking about reverse psychology now. You're talking about, you know, where if it's a European, oh, you put another brother in the situation. So psychologically, the hood is like, oh, man, you know, you shouldn't be that. That's wrong. It's all racism. But on our own people, they accept it. That's what you're hearing. You're hearing acceptance of that act against that sister. There should be a cry out on both. The act, not the person, but the act itself should be a cry out. Because
you're
really, you know, that's what you're attacking.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask my sister Gail from Minneapolis what she thinks about what you just said. What you think about that, Gail?
Well, yeah. And, you know, we pick our battles. Sometimes we just, I don't know. That's you have to pick. We're talking about it, but, like, I don't know why they don't get behind black-on-black crime like when they do when it's the opposite. I just don't. Oh, yeah, I'm lost for words.
And see, Twan, and see, here's the thing. And I'm glad you said that, Gail, because so black-on-black crime. And again, I'm not saying black-on-black crime like it's an aberration because most people would tell you this. Most crime that takes place within the particular race or ethnic group, which means that the majority of deaths or murders or assaults that happen to white people happen by the hands of white people, by Mexican people, by the hands of Mexicans, so forth and so on. So it's not unusual that the same culture or race or ethnicity would actually have some type of act of violence against the other, against themselves. My question is that we don't make as much noise when it happens that way. So the question is, in the Zimmerman situation, for instance, if Zimmerman was a black man that shot a black boy, would the black neighborhood be marching?
Yes, please.
It's not going to be pertaining to, it's just that maybe the media ain't picking up, because they do a lot of little rallies around here and go to, like, some of the sites where people have been murdered here in Minneapolis. But it's like the media, some of them they might talk about, but a lot of them they don't. So is it because the media ain't picking it up?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, because here's the thing. Whether the media picks it up or not, one thing I know about it is the Black Panther, the new Black Panther Party and the rest of them, they made enough noise that the media was going to pick it up because they made noise to the media about it. And they kept making noise to the media about it. And I just wonder if that's what we're doing. Because guess what? The media did pick up the other weekend, and I don't know how many black folks were involved in it, but in Chicago, about a week or so, 2 weeks ago, there were like, I forgot, like about 20 or 30 shootings in a 24-hour period over a weekend. And that was all over the news, and it actually made the news down here. And I'm not talking about that I subscribe to a Chicago news feed. It was on the national news feeds.
Well, what about that one incident that happened a little bit after the Trayvon thing where that black guy got shot in Chicago, that black guy got shot, and the girl he was walking with got murdered by the police for no reason? It was in the media for a little while. Maybe it's just not nationwide. Maybe it's just within that township. I don't know.
I think when you get down to it, it's about cost and money too, and the other media, the other revolution and corporations, their agenda. It's about agenda. What supports me if I actually make advertise this case or if I advertise this atrocity? You know, does it benefit our cause? And that's a tragedy within itself. So they're selecting different acts of violence if it actually supports the exposure of their cause for them to actually become stronger in their movement. And I think that has something to do with it. All right, well, that's not that big enough for us. We won't alarm that. We won't make it think about that. Well, let's go for that. And it should be, let's go for everything.
Well, you know, I guess I hear that, but I don't know if anybody has actually said anything to me that really made a whole lot of sense as to why we ain't marching more on a larger scale, bothering enough media outlets about.
Well, I'll give the thing. Well, I'll give one more analogy of what I think. It's about love and it's about respect of ourselves as Moors or as people of color, if you want to go to the color scheme. And we don't love each other. I mean, in other words, somebody trips or somebody falls, you're gonna do either two things. You're going to help the person, you're going to be in shock, or you're going to do like the cartoon and laugh at them and make them an embarrassment. And so you have to make that conscious choice. You know what? I'm going to help that person. You know what? That's my sister. That's my brother. And we don't have that. We just don't have it. We might have it some places. Okay, give us some places. But to have it nationally, where when I see another brother, there's a mutual respect. I'm not going to harm you. I'm not going to disrespect you. We're gonna talk. We might agree to disagree, but we will not harm each other. It's not a reality in today's society and mentality of us as a species. So that's the real deal. And until we get to that, then no matter if you hurt one, you hurt us all. I think the queen bee and the hive of bees have it a little better than we do. Let an intruder come to a beehive. They all jump and kick their ass. But they protect
their own. But here's the problem, though. The problem with, I'm just saying, and I'm sure you know this, from a natural standpoint, it's an instinctive thing. It's not a psychological, moral, emotional decision that they go attack. They attack because it's part of their ecosystem to make that reaction. We got to remember, we have nature and nurture. And the reality is, the majority of things that have to do with how we respond in our ecosystem and our space have to do with how we were nurtured, i.e. taught, or we were brought up. There are very few things that are nature-based. You know, we go and use the restroom, we cough. Those are part of our automatic systems that come based upon our nature. But to desire to protect another human being is not a natural function. It's an acquired function, and usually is based upon what that person means to you. So when you talk about self-love, although I'm not saying so much that I want to get into a self-love thing because it could be that, but it does have to do with how I value that individual in my space. Because something that I value or I fight for. And I think most of us agree with that. When I value it, it's going to be a war. If I don't value it as much, I might fall. No, he probably ain't going to fight for it. So you usually can tell where the fight's going to be. The fight's going to be where the heart is. No heart, no fight. So what you love, as you say, what do you love? You know, not so much where is the love, but what do you love?
You made a good point about the nature and nurture. And then one thing that I have learned is that society, when the family migrated and things like that, individualism is taught here to, like, just take care of yourself and yours, you know. So a lot of crossing over is just not, that unity is not there. It's kind of missing. It's missing. So you don't have the protest. You can't get people out to protest. Some don't even want to do it. Some just, well, that's not my problem. It's all type of variables why. It's like, because you look around and then you got other people out there and they're doing what we did, you know, and it's like, where are we? You know, it's like we're not standing or fighting. It's like, I don't know what's going on with the picketing and all that. We need to do it a lot more. It needs to come back.
Well,
when you hit it in their pockets, they listen. If it had anything to do with finance, they listen.
Well, it's funny that you said that because I think you said that you said something about teaching. So, again, that's nurture. So that means that if it's not taught, it's a chance, you're not going to see it exhibited.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? If it's not taught, there's going to be a chance that somebody's not going to, you know, I mean, why would you?
Part of my journey is I do, when I educate and talk to you, and I tell them they have to stand up for certain things that are going on in their life, like if the teacher's in the classroom and they're disrespecting them, I'm like, okay, everybody has a boss. Go and tell that principal what's going on in that room, because if you don't, then the next students that come along, they're going to have to deal with the same thing. So somebody's got to say something so it can stop right there, or at least get looked at. So that is part of my journey when I talk to you. So hopefully more of us are doing that, and eventually maybe there will be an uprising somewhere. Somehow.
You said an uprising.
Some kind of uprising about something, some issue that just, you know, needs to be changed. Change. Like Obama said, change need to come about.
So what do you think about that, Swan?
I go back to, you know, we have to actually just, you know, really get a standard for our country and for us as a people. And until we do that, just like the Hasidic Jews, they have a standard. They're going to respect each other. They have a culture that's part of a standard that says, you know, we're not going to do this. We don't do that. We do this. We do that. Not to say there's no exemptions, like the one who hurt that little boy. Ian, I think his name was. I'm sorry if I'm not wrong. But on the main course, until we wake up and look ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? That's my brother. I'm going to respect him. I don't care. I'm going to help that lady across the street. That's my mother. Until we change our consciousness, our frame of mind, we're just going to suffer. You got to change your mind. And everybody has to do it and accept it, regardless if you are a pimp, regardless of what your hustle is. You know, there's a point where we don't do that, and we haven't come to that. So, you know, you can talk about it all you want, but that's the main thing for me. We have to change our consciousness and how we look at each other, our image as men and women, and how and what standard we're going to create in this country to make sure all follow that uncut. If you go outside that, we all going to jump on your ass and make sure that, you know, you love us, because that's one thing that we have been lacking totally, and something that it just needs to be implemented.
What I'm going to do, Twan, is I'm going to take a quick commercial. When I come back, I'm bringing back our illustrious host, because I know she has something to say about what we're talking about. You're on the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life Radio Show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mark, check it out, Mark. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It would plummet.
Mm.
Because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? There is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex, too. we want to be loved, we want to be respected, mm-hmm. we want a whole lot of that will make the sexual experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. Do you know she's taking the easy way out of this one? You know what could happen. Come on, Bree.
Wow. No, listen. I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing. We breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Check us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
What you live in life. Welcome to the Bree Life. How we live in life.
Welcome back. This is the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Mark Sedit, also known as Mark from Houston, Texas. And I want you all to know that you can call in at 424-220-1862. That's 424-220-1862. And you can also catch us on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE. Now, before we left, we were discussing this whole issue of, well, we started off talking about the young man, the Brian Banks situation. And for all you all that may be listening, just tuned in, don't know what that's about. The Brian Banks situation, a young man out in the Los Angeles, California area, was accused and convicted of raping a young lady when he was a teenager. And the young lady was a teenager as well. Subsequently, he did 6 years in the penitentiary. He was an aspiring young football player, and he was actually going to USC, where Pete Carroll, who was now the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, was coaching USC, and he was an outstanding All-American. Well, that whole career was derailed because of the simple fact that he was accused of raping a young lady. Now, what we're talking about right now, because we kind of talked about this and chopped it up and passed the ball around about it, but what we ended up getting down to was the fact that the young lady who accused him was a black young lady. And the question that I pose, and this is in light of the whole Trayvon Martin situation and other, racially tense or sensitive situations, was, why have I heard about the black community up in arms? And one of our callers, our brother Twine, he said that, well, he suggested there's a chance that maybe something about black love. So, folks, I want you all to call in and talk to me about that. I'm getting ready to bring in our illustrious host, Miss Bree, and I know she has something to say about that, although I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background, but go ahead, Miss Bree, talk to us.
Well, keeping blessings, Mark. I want to just say good evening and keeping blessings to everybody on the line. Turtle, we miss you on the Bree Life Radio Show. And Brother Twan, our new addition to the Bree Life family. And I just want to take the time out to thank Mark in Houston, Texas, for giving his sister a break tonight. It's actually nice being a caller and listening in.
There
you go.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's only one person that could have done it. And I'm very grateful to you, Bart. You know, I kind of needed a break. I need the mental health day today. And thank you very much for giving me this break. And I don't have much to say because I think you've covered the topic quite a bit, but I do want to piggyback off of what you said towards the end about nature and nurture. I think you've heard me say it on the show time and time again. Nurturing is very, very important. There are some people who do it naturally, innately, and then there are others that, they have to learn how to nurture. But after a certain point in a human's life, the things that they didn't get at home, they have to take some accountability to say, okay, now it's time for me to learn these things on my own. If these are behaviors that are important in order for them to be able to be socialized and to get along well with the other people in the sandbox, you know, so that it's not a problem. And I know you've heard me talk about it before, about men who don't have etiquette. They don't know how to court or date. And one brother telling me before that, you know, I have my expectations of him are too high, and there were things that he didn't see his father do for his mother at home. And my comment to him was, well, okay, you need to go to Barnes & Noble and get the Cosby Show box and, you know, start from there and work your way up, because it's no longer, you're 40-something years old, and it's no longer an excuse for you to say that you just don't know how to conduct yourself. So I'd like to know what, you know, everyone on the line has to say about that, because that's a part of nurturing.
Well, let me say this to what you said, and maybe I'm being a devil's advocate or something, but so if a person doesn't get nurtured, and if nurturing is a hands-on, almost apprenticeship, can a movie do that? Can a television show do that? If it's something that needs to come from someone, I'm just asking.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's why people talk. I mean, look at my brother Alex. He's a movie producer. He was inspired by the movie to do things. He was inspired. I mean, he learned things as a result of watching movies. We all do. We watch and listen to the news. We watch and listen to other television shows. You know, we learn all day long. We're visual. So if there's something that you didn't get at home, but you know that it's missing in your DNA, so to speak, is missing in your day-to-day behaviors, then you should try to do something about that, so that, you know, you can be well socialized and to be able to impart behaviors that are. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Because I'm driving.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of stuff. I don't know what's going on.
No, you ain't
hearing
it. I don't know, you ain't hearing that.
What is going on? What is really
show.
Going on?
That's another show. Maybe call it Sunday on that.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Ankle radio podcast. You're talking about ankle radio, huh?
Oh, you know what?
Oh, Lord.
All I gotta say is this. I'm just saying. That's all I gotta say about that.
That's right. Well, I am back in Planet Brooklyn. Oh my goodness. The air smells different here.
Talk about it, what's on your mind, whatever y'all call it. But anyway, I'm in Minnesota. And in Minnesota, the weather ain't never really that nice, you know. It's like you get this, and one day you might have snow, and the next day you have 80 degrees weather. So today was 80. And we got some, and like the kids say, no homo, but we got some pretty black women here. But why do you add your clothes? Like, leave something to imagination. Like, we were talking about Shaka Khan today and how good she looked, and she had on a nice suit.
Great.
But it's like,
great.
It was really elegant. Like, well, why you gotta say? I see a lot of things that, technically, but yeah, that's my talk about it for today. From Minnesota.
But from
the man perspective, that might be, you know, right up your alley. I would like to hear what maybe Brother Twan has to say about what I just said.
What do I have to say about what you just said? Let me see. Now. You know, I can only tell you that, you know what, I gotta admit, I'm driving, so I kind of got a little distracted on what, can you repeat what you said?
No. We don't want to distract the driver now, come on now.
I want to give you your answer, you know, I'm listening, but you just feed me back, that's all I'm asking, just feed me back, that's all.
Oh my goodness.
Come on, give it to me back, come on. Repeat yourself.
Okay. I say, well, you know I don't like to repeat myself. My son will tell you that. But what I was saying is that nurturing is what you didn't get at home is no longer, it's my personal opinion, that it should never be an excuse for poor behavior. It should be. At a certain point, in time, you learn that there are certain things that are expected of you in society or in dating situations. And if you don't know how to, maybe you need to pick up a book or
at
watch
a
DVD. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, I'm gonna let you know. This is the real deal. Everybody has their own experience with this because, you know, there are so many dysfunctional families where you get exposed to abuse, neglect, isolation, you name it. And now, when you become an adult, you're expected to have all of this corrected, and you're supposed to be able to handle every situation that comes your way, and that's a false fallacy. Majority of African Americans that's born from colored or Moors, we usually don't get counseling. We usually don't get counseling to understand what happened to us. What did that do to me? Well, how am I functioning? How is that related to me as an adult function? And then when you're dealing with a sister, you know, you're dealing with issues that are camouflaged under years and years of being overlooked. But the, you know, and that's my analogy. You have to get, you know, you gotta get help. Books help. You know, if you read, you will learn. But a lot of times, we as African Americans don't get the professional help we need to overcome long family abuse and neglect, and then turn around and with our relationships become dysfunctional. We're wondering what's wrong with us, and that's the issue. You gotta get help. Not only the book. You got to sit on the couch just like on any other television show and get yourself together. Because if you don't talk to somebody and you don't find somebody professionally to get psychological, your DSM-4 on you, you're not going to make it. You're not going to get it.
Hey, stop. You did not just say DSM-4 to me. What you know about the DSM-4, Swan? Come on now. What is this DSM-4 stuff now? What you know about the DSM?
Hey, listen, analyze, my brother.
I'm glad you know about that, boss.
That made me happy.
Look, bro, DSM, you ain't no therapist, is you? You ain't telling me about this, that you a therapist.
No, but on the level of dealing with some of the issues that we dealt with as children, we need, that's what I was talking about. If you go and you sit down on the couch, some of the stuff they talk about, you don't know. And some people ask me stuff, but it was really cool when I saw it, and I asked somebody about it, and they said this is what it is. And you'd be surprised when you go through that, how you're looking at you, and you don't even know it because you don't know. One thing I want to say real quick is we don't know the terms or definitions of some of the behaviors that we enact anyway. Neither did our parents. Mm. You know, we they didn't know anything about a lot of the terminology that goes along with the behaviors that we're demonstrating. So they shut up, boy, get in the corner, something like that. But they were ignorant to it. So there are avenues, there are instruments, there are books, there are tools out there for you to use to understand exactly what it is and clear clinical understanding. And so you go and you get that knowledge and you can understand. I can see him coming a mile away. You know.
Well, you know what I'm gonna do on that note? I'm gonna take us a little commercial break. The brother talked about the DSM-4, y'all. And when I come back, I'm gonna lighten it up. I got some for y'all, and I need some answers for it. This is the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Just the other day, I was involved in a very passionate and provocative discourse on race, race, race. You know, yeah, race, as in skin color differentiation and definition. And I came away with a thought. Injustice is never justified. But you'll never attain it by simply switching the color of the controller. The color of who's in power. To believe a person will administer justice to you just because he looks like you is a romantic psychological construct
that don't always work.
Justice can only come from those who are just, and that may not include the us that looks like you.
I'm just fine.
This has been Mark Said It in under a minute.
Well, I'm back, y'all. This is the Bree Life Radio Show and Blog Talk Radio. So, I'm going to say this for all my listeners that are still out there on the line. This is the first time that I've taken over the show. And as a novice to some extent, I made a really unbelievable error. Now, you all might want to know, what error could that have been? Well, I'm going to let y'all know right now what error that was. If you're not on the line right now and you're listening to us, or we're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, you're not going to hear us anymore because this show was scheduled for 60 minutes. That's right, folks, 60 minutes. But I still got a couple things in me, so we're going to keep doing this. So those who are on the air, and I have a caller from 612-237 still there. I have Miss Gail the Turtle there. Twan is still there. And, of course, we have our illustrious co-host. I actually hope that if she was doing this, we would have been okay, so I'm going to blame her. I got a question for y'all. What if a woman or a man, depends on what, comes back and you like them, you really digging them, and then they say to you, they like you, but they want to have sex with you and another person. How do you view that? What if they say, you know what, I'm digging you, I like you a lot, but I got this sexual fantasy, and this fantasy involves another person with you and me. How do you look at that person?
Well, this is Bree, and I say no.
No. I didn't ask you what you would say. I want to know how you view the person that says that to you, that you really like. How do you feel about them when they say that?
How would I feel about them?
Like Rodney Dangerfield, no respect. No more.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ooh, no respect. Why would you not have respect for them? Because they told you what they said.
You didn't have none for me when you brought it to me like that, so you ain't getting none. No respect.
Wait a minute. I'm interrupting you now. I want you to know that this is official interruption. Check this out. Now, you got to listen to this. This person really likes you. Y'all been digging each other. Y'all been sharing time, whatever. This person has a sexual fantasy. And he shares this sexual fantasy with you. How do you view him? Remember, he ain't going out there looking for another woman. He's not trying to interrupt your relationship. He's telling you, honestly, how he feels about some kind of sexual desire he has. How do you view him? You view him like what? You said Rodney Dangerfield?
Well, number one is we must not have been talking too long or too much because he would already knew my value on some things. So I don't know what you're saying.
But so he comes to you and says this, Gail. He says, you know what, I know how you feel about a lot of stuff, but this is something that I've had a desire for a long time. And I don't know how you might take it, but I just feel like I need to be honest with you about something that I would like for us to do or think about doing. Then he tells you. So now he acknowledges that he knows how you are, but it's still his feeling. He still loves you, cares for you, whatever. He's not getting ready to go out and do it with unless you agree to it, but he's just telling you this is one of his fantasies.
Okay, well, then I continue to feel the same, and he can do whatever it is he thinks he needs to do, but I'm out of the equation, but I guess my value, my views of him would not change. It's like, whatever, that's your business. That's your sexual fantasy. Make it happen, but it's not going to be with this person.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
Well, what would happen is that I would say, what made you think that you could possibly even approach me with this concept? Have you not been introduced to me?
Wait, we're gonna role play. You ask that question. I'm gonna answer that question. I'm gonna say, dear, this is what the deal is. Dear, I understand. I do know you. I do, but this has been something that's been with me for years, even before I met you. And now that I met you, I want to tell you. I didn't know how to tell you, but I don't feel like it's right for me to be. I think I would be dishonest if I wasn't disclosing to you how I really was feeling about something. Now you're gonna say.
I want to say okay, and I appreciate your disclosure, but no can do.
Okay. Well, and that's good. So can I ask you, baby? I'm just wondering how you view me now.
Where? That's what I was about to say, Turtle. I was going to say, where is the soundbite for?
Wait a minute, stop for a second.
Damn!
In all due fairness, I'm going to shut you ladies down for a second.
All right,
I'm going to ask Twan in reverse. So now your woman comes to you and say, Twan, you know what? I really feel you, brother. But you know what?
This going
to
be real
I've
short.
Always had this fantasy to bring another woman into the scenario.
All right, break it down. What you ask, Mark? Go. What's up?
Right. I'm saying, Twan, I just was wondering if... you would feel okay if we could have another woman involved in our little situation, because you know it's something that's been with me for a long time, and I would like to do that. And I normally don't say nothing, but I feel a lot of comfort and trust with you, so I'm asking you what you think about that. It's not that we gotta run out and do it. We ain't gotta run out and do it. We ain't gotta run out and do it. But this is on my mind.
Mark, that question is not fair. It should be another man for her.
I'm gonna trick the question on the biblical side, on the Muslim side,
I can have more than one anyway. But
and
I don't think that would be appropriate for me.
I'm
gonna just break it down like this.
I heard you. We'll get to you.
I'm gonna be for real about it.
Hey, Twan, I'm gonna ask you to stop for a minute. I want you to restate that. So we had to calm our turtle down. Snapping turtle is snapping out of control. We heard you, snapping turtle. Snapping turtle. We heard you, but we want the brother to get his word in.
I'm gonna give him his chance, and then I'm gonna say what I gotta say. But go ahead.
Thank you. Go ahead, brother. What was you saying?
All right, now this is the real deal. You know, because if someone comes to me, if my lady comes to me and says, "Listen, I got a friend. I want to, for us all to get together and do this." Just in my perspective, it's a fantasy for me too. I've never done it, so I would be in on it. I'd be down because at this stage, if I was married, I wouldn't do that. But if it was girlfriend boyfriend, I'm cheating. That's how I would do it.
Okay, can I talk now? Are we having technical difficulties? Can I talk now?
On purpose.
I don't hear my way. What if he's not answering?
I'm going to put him in bed.
Wait a minute. Okay, so let me say this. So what I was going to do, girl, you didn't know I was going to do this. I was trying to get you to calm down. My next question was going to be to the brother. So what if she was wondering, Twan, I was wondering, I always have this fantasy of having a dual
phallic situation, but I wanted two real phallics. I didn't want no imitation phallic. So I don't want to like be you. So I'm just saying this because I want to bring another man in too with me and you.
What say you, Juan?
What say ye? I'm going to tell you what say ye. Say ye no, and I'm going to tell you why. Let me tell you why. Listen, because penetration does the issue. When two men, or when a woman's penetrated by two men, it's just a different thing than when one man penetrates two women. That's my philosophy. That's a
The question is, so what if she don't want to be penetrated by two men? Maybe she wants to just jack the other guy off or suck him or something, but she don't want. She just wants a man involved.
I can put it like this. If it's girlfriend, boyfriend, it takes some
patience.
But if when I have a solid commitment that we husband and wife, I don't play that shit. Either way, I don't play it.
Okay.
But when there's an oath that's above the relationship.
Now he's going to bring his moral values into play. Okay.
When it was a woman,
I didn't hear you say that.
I have to think about, sharing a female with another male. If that's what she would like and we're not married, because I can let that go.
All I know is a woman has three parts of their bodies that they stimulate.
Where'd
you come up with
one?
What did you call? Who defined what he was talking about? Did nobody say what? That's called foreplay. Who defined that? You did.
Hey, it's for real. Yeah, it's real.
Hey. Oh my God, that was a good one.
Well,
Mike,
I'm laid back now. I'm not in traffic.
Let me check this out. Check this out. Yeah, okay, there you go. That was a car that just stopped.
Okay. We already talked about you working on your sound bite.
Yeah, that's okay. We're working on it because right now I already blew it because the only people that's on here is us. We having a ball, but hey, all the people in listening land or want to call in land, they can't even call in because I've messed up and scheduled the show for 60 minutes as opposed to 120 minutes because the show wasn't scheduled. So we're still on. We're having a ball, y'all.
You can still copy and edit it and then break it down and let the people hit it.
Got some good commercials here, I'm sure.
Don't worry. We will.
Yeah, it was nice talking.
Commercial material.
Yeah. Oh, it is. But, I enjoy it. I think, again, what I'm going to do is I have a caller from the 917-653 that we're going to bring them in and let's see what they got to say about this subject or what they have a freestyle for.
917,
you're online.
Smooches and blessings. This is Red. How y'all doing?
Wait a minute before we do anything. See, because when I hear Red, I get like these, like, man, I feel like I got to do something special, like, something like this. Yes, indeed. Red is here, y'all. And Red, I've just got it here. You've been listening to us, huh?
How's everybody doing?
We're fine.
Oh, you're great, Red. It's just beautiful to hear your voice again on the Bree Light.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
I've been having a telephone week, so I've been missing you guys. I've been hearing some of the conversations off and on. I've been running around, so catch me up. Where we at?
Well, I'm going to catch you up, and I'm going to give you a choice as to whether you want to comment on this one or you have your own freestyle. Now, what we've been talking about is this scenario, and it's called, I'm calling it the scenario. The scenario is this, and we just left off of the scenario with our brother Twan, but we already talked to our sister Gail about the scenario for her. The scenario for brother Twan started out like this. His young lady, who he is involved with, comes home and says, this is something that's been on her mind for years, but she hasn't been comfortable with any other guy to bring it up to him. But because she's so comfortable with him and she feels so entwined with him, that she wants to have a situation where she brings in a young lady into their relationship and they can have a relationship with him and her and the young lady for just maybe just one night, because she's never experienced that, but that's one of her fantasies. She didn't think it was a deviant one. She just thought that was just a fantasy for her. Like, some people want chocolate cake rubbed all over them or something, or honey or whatever. Hers was another woman. So she brings it to Brother Twan. What will Brother Twan do? That's what the question was for him. It was in vice versa for Sister Gail. What do you think about that?
About his comments? I'm a little bit confused.
No, okay. The question would be this. If your mate brought this to
my
you.
My man, okay, I got it.
The
scenario is
for me. Let me add one other piece, Red, and here's the other piece. The other piece is that, so then when he brings it to you, he's not saying we got to go out and do it. He's telling you this is one of his fantasies. Do you look at him any different after he tells you that? Go ahead.
I love scenarios. I create scenarios because I'm a writer and a casting director, so this is what I do all day, every day. What I will say is that, let me see, I've dated some guys who have some crazy fantasies. They've said some weird off-the-wall things. When I was in college, I had a guy tell me he wanted to do an Jell-O. Okay, well, that's interesting, but that's not for me. That's not me. You do you, but that's not for me. I'm not going to judge people of what they want to do. If we're having an open conversation and you're telling me what your fantasies are and I'm allowing you to tell me that information, it would be wrong for me to then turn around and get mad at the answer and use it against you. I think that's trifling. I think when people, if you open the door and tell people, oh, you could tell me this, you could tell me that, and it's all good, and then they tell you stuff and you don't want to hear it, or something you don't agree with, I think to turn around and then use that as a weapon against them later on is foul. Now, will I ever have a threesome with my man? No, because I'm greedy, I'm selfish, that's my man, I'm not playing that kind of game. But if I get any indication that he may decide to go off somewhere else and do that with someone else, then I know where it came from and I can nip it in the bud and step off. So that's how I look at it.
Well, you know what? I have another caller, and what I'm going to do is, because he or she did not hit the button that they indicated they want to say anything. Well, what I'm going to tell them is that I would love, and I know who this caller is, but I'm going to let them decide. If you decide you want to comment on this, and I would love to hear your comment on this, hit the number one. I'll bring you in. Otherwise, you can continue to listen. But in any case, we're going to continue to talk about this. And that's a caller from the 612-237. So, in any case, so you're not going to judge him, huh? You're gonna let him basically say, okay, fine.
No.
He's not trying to go out and do nothing else on you. And he's being honest. He's cool.
Yeah. And he's not trying to do it. But he's sharing something with me. If you share something with me and I share something with you, and then later on we have an argument and you throw that in my face, oh, it's on. Because then you're making me feel like you're judging me, you're criticizing me, and now I feel like I can't be comfortable and I can't trust you. So there becomes a huge boundary that you built there between us, and I can't be with you anymore because now I feel like, what are you talking about? We had an open, trusting conversation. You shared, I shared, and now you're using it against me because we're having a disagreement? No. You don't do stuff like that. So, no, I'm not going to judge him. That's what he feels. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it. Hopefully he won't either. But people are people. You know what?
Right.
I've had so many life lessons
It's just not even funny. And people are people. They're going to think what they want to think. They're going to say what they want to say. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to feel what they want to feel. They're going to give what they want to give. They're going to take what they're going to take. I mean, at the end of the day, we are all human beings. We all are expected to make mistakes. We should not be expected to be perfect. We can't expect to be perfect. It's unrealistic. So I can't judge another person for telling me something that they felt they can trust me with. That's crazy. And I can't do that.
Okay. Well, I have my sister, Gail. You still online, Gail? Hello?
Are you still there, Gail? I'm here.
That's our sister, Red. And our sister Red just said, hey, she ain't going to hold that against that man. What you think about that?
I said I'm not going to judge you. You can do whatever it is you want to do, but I'm not going to be involved. But so like you said, he's going to do what he want to do anyways. But so I'm just going to not be in the equation, not figure it out for yourself after that. But no, I ain't going to judge you. That's your business. That's what you choose. Mm-hmm. That's your fantasy.
Your fantasy. Okay. Well, that's a beautiful thing. So what I want to do is this. I'm going to ask my sister Red, seeing as though she did take the time to answer our question. Come on, I know you got some kind of freestyle that we can kind of get up on. So holler at us. Come on, give us something. Because you got a lot of stuff that you always have to say. What's your freestyle for tonight?
What's my freestyle? Okay, I have a freestyle. It's more like a question. If any of you can go back in time to a wonderful time in your life, what age would that be or decade? And how long would you want to stay there? That's my question. That's my freestyle.
Twan, you there?
I gotta back it up.
Oh, Twan is busy, so let's ask our sister Gail. What time you want to go back? You can get in the time machine. We can put you in the time machine, Gail. Where you want to go?
Probably 23.
23? Why 23?
I don't know. The world was nicer. I don't remember hearing about, like, gangs really wasn't an issue. And I don't know if all these murders were really happening so as much as they were. And, well, not here in Minnesota. So that's where I was at. And it just was fun. There was a lot more places to go where African-Americans could hang out.
Get off.
Huh? Here in Minnesota. Are you talking?
No, I'm sorry. I had to mute my brother Twan. My brother Twan, something going on over there, so I just muted him though. So, any case,
okay.
It was beautiful in Minnesota. Life was good.
A lot of fun things happening. Fun things, like just fun activities, just fun, and just everybody was. It just wasn't all this, this chaos.
So give us an activity that you was having that you were doing in at 23. Give me an activity. What were you doing at 23?
It was like college time, and you were meeting people, and you were going out on a regular basis, and just socializing and having fun and laughing. And
you were going to the Riverview?
Well, it was other places. It was like, I said it was college time, so the college kids would rent out the hotels and the hotel a party room, and we just all, you know, because you knew it was a connection of people, a group of people that you knew. So it just made it that much more of a social activity, you know. It just wasn't, and there was plenty of jobs.
How long would you stay there? How long would you stay back in that time? 24
mm-hmm.
hours, 48 hours?
Probably the amount of time that I was in it. What was that? Probably a good year.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a good year worth of fun. Like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. That sounded interesting.
What about yourself?
Yesterday. I go yesterday. Yesterday was a good day. If I could keep doing yesterday over again, I'll be good. So we can just do that forever. Let's just do it. I'm going to stay there. I want to stop it. Let me see.
Forever?
I ain't 50 yet. I'm right before 50. So I'm 49. I'm going to stay at 49. Because if I can just freeze the way I look and the way I feel at 49 right now, I'll stay there. Because I don't know. I mean, you know. I don't know. Really, for me, that's a hard question because I don't know. I mean, to me, I really love my life. I love my life so much. I mean, I mean, there's nothing I would take away from it. But if I had to stop it, I'd probably stop yesterday. Why not? Yesterday sounds a good day.
Why would you stop today then? What, so?
Because, I don't know, I mean, I'm still living today. They ain't over yet, so I'm going to go to a 24-hour period that has passed. So I have a 24-hour period. Yesterday's time is close enough to today, so that's why. Because I really would have said today, but yesterday was good. It was a really good day, too. So,
good answer.
Well, for me it is. And the only reason I say that is because I swear I have enjoyed my life. I mean, and I always think that there's no way I could be who I feel like I am today if I didn't go through the stuff that I went through. At least I have no idea of knowing it anyway. So, for me, yeah, you know, I mean, because that's just to say that, but I will go ahead and say that. When I was a kid in Chicago, and when I say kid, I'm talking about all the way up to, like, high school or whatever. But, man, you know, we used to do a lot of little stuff that just was crazy. And I don't know so much of that I want to stay at that time, but it really was enjoyable. I enjoyed that time. But then I think about being older and my kids are grown and I'm not responsible for them. I like that time, too. You know what I'm saying? So, but then I like the time when they was little and I was raising them. And I watched my little Alan and my little Crystal, my little Mark running around, you know, doing what little Mark, Alan, and Crystal did. And now they're 20, 24, and 25, and I'm enjoying them at the age that they are, too, now. So I don't know. It's just a, man, I don't know. Because, see, I guess I don't have a lot of regrets. So if I had some regrets, though, I probably would want to go back. I really have none because I just figured that I would not thinking, living, and breathing the way I am if I didn't go through what I went through. So
that's what Mark said. I know you're a co-host and all, but why are you still answering the question when you said yesterday? It was like... You're still talking. Like,
what's your name?
I'm calling for the name. Hey, Jay can do that to me.
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going through my mind because I've been thinking. The reason why I ask the questions because I've been reflecting a lot. And when I'm a very spiritual person, so I always go through this process of relax, relating, releasing, and then rewinding, and then recharging. So, and I do that because I always want to be consciously aware of where I am in life, how I got there, where I was, and where I want to go. But I have to make sure that I remain in the present. And this morning, I got up and I just had all these crazy memories of when I was younger, from the time I was a little kid, the time I would hang out with my cousins and we'd go sneak in clubs and stuff like that. And those were fun times for me, although they were also challenging times for me as well. And then I jumped into the years of when I raised my kids and they were young and I was the sun, the moon, and the stars, and mommy was the hero. And now they're so grown, they don't want to hear nothing I got to say. They just know everything. And so sometimes I just wish that they would listen. And so my reflection on what time, if I had to go backwards, it would be to when my kids were just these amazing moldings of clay that were open sponges for me to be able to give them the knowledge and the love that they needed, and they would accept it without any hesitation. And now they're at these stages where they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm going to go do what I want to do anyway. And if I get in trouble, I'm going to call you, Mom. Don't worry. But I don't want you to call me when I'm in trouble because I'm telling you don't do it now. So that's where I'm at. That's why I asked that question. I was just kind of curious as to
what you feel about that. How do you feel about where you are?
Oh, where I am is sort of in transition. Okay. I am in a couple of forks in the road. That's where I am. So I am transitioning into a few places right now. And so because I am not in the capabilities of moving forward as quickly as I would like to, I'm sort of kind of at a standstill trying to figure out which road is going to be taken first, not which one I'm going to take, because I'm taking all roads, just which one I'm going to take first.
So here's a question. So do you, A, put your blindfold on, put your finger in your mouth, put it up in the air and see where the wind's blowing? Do you, B, flip a coin? Do you see, spin a bottle? How do you come to your decision making?
No, I don't do any of that. Whichever road opens the door to me first, whichever road puts the horse and buggy there, puts the car train there, gives me some car fare to get, whichever road is going to do that first, that's the road I'm going to take.
Oh, okay.
And I don't believe in the spinning the bottle and the throwing up the coins and all that crap. I don't gamble. It doesn't work for me. I hit the penny slots every now and again in Atlantic City. My cousins laugh at me because they think, oh, how are you going to win anything for pennies? Because if I lose pennies, I won't feel as bad. So I'm not a gambler. So those things wouldn't work.
Damn!
That's right. You heard it, folks. She don't do that.
I don't gamble. That's okay.
Oh yeah, no, it's nothing wrong. Hey, look, I'm not mad. You know what? My philosophy is, you know, do what you do, do what you do. I mean, you were put here for a reason, and we need you in our ecosystem to do what you do. Because if you don't do what you do, then
you know what philosophy really is.
Yeah, my philosophy is that do what you do.
Philosophy, no, if you liking it, you loving it.
See, that's my point. Do it. There you go.
Like you always say.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, though. It's the same thing. If you liking it, I'm loving it.
There you go, brother.
So now getting back to the question of the whole scenario with the threesome stuff.
Uh-oh.
What was the, I'm sorry, I'm trying to catch up. So what was your answer to that?
My answer?
Yeah.
I put the question out there. I wasn't answering the question.
That's not fair because Gail gave her answer and we started off with
that was my freestyle. So I just put it out there.
You're just a temporary hostess. You're a temporary hostess, so you need to answer.
Yeah, I'm temporary, y'all. Like, remember that.
Technically, you're a client as well.
But
I am a client. Well, you know what? I'll get on the
call.
I'm going to tell you, my position is this. I'm good. I mean, if I'm feeling you, I ain't got a problem with it.
You might be the one asking.
You know, I don't know. You know, to the thing. I'm gonna tell you, y'all. I'm real simple in a sense, and I don't mean simple that like I'm simple to. I'm simple in this. I wake up in the morning to feel what's gonna happen. I don't have a lot of plans for tomorrow because tomorrow has a way of making its way for you. That doesn't mean that I don't plan, but I don't know how I'm gonna feel. I could tell you about that scenario when you asked me. It ain't been asked me, so I don't know yet. But I can come up with all kinds of ideas, and I can come up with some fantasies for everybody. You know, everybody online, I can give you a fantasy if you let me. But my point is, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm not particularly adverse to it. You know, I got to know what's going on. What's the parameter? What are we going to be doing? I need some clarity now. You see what I'm saying? I need some clarity, because if I don't know what we're doing, then I'm like, uh-oh. I don't know. But, yeah, she want to bring another woman in, and I don't know. I can't tell you that. I swear I can't tell you that.
Or another man.
You know what? Because for real, you know, and let's get something straight. There's a lot of brothers out here, whether you know it or not, got fantasies of their woman sleeping with another man, and they be in there. Hell, folks that swing, they right there watching it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, oh, yeah, that's some real stuff. I mean, that ain't unusual or weird, not day and age. But you know what? I like to talk about this day and age thing. This is what I will like to talk about. People do a lot of talk about this time. And I think we're more heightened and more aware of what's going on because we have so many media outlets and we have so much technology that's bringing us information. But our proclivities, I don't think they're that much different than they ever been. Because even when we look at from biblical standpoints, and I say biblical because I look at from the Bible, from a historical piece of a document to give us a snapshot of some of the things that were going on. If we look at people like Solomon who had hundreds of wives and so forth and so on, it's clear that people have engaged in multiplicity before, way before us. We're discussing it more because folks didn't have ability. Hell, you had to send up smoke signals, send a courier pigeon. You had to do a whole lot to get information way on the other side. Now we snap our fingers. So now we have more access to be able to exercise some of our desires. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of ability to do that. So with that ability, man, you know, a lot of folks is living out stuff that, you know, maybe our parents might have wanted to do but couldn't do anyway.
So it just, because it wasn't very feasible in a very small community where everybody knew each other. But now, because we can move around like we move around, I mean, we got time to do stuff, see things that we couldn't have done, maybe even 20 years ago. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know at all. I have no idea, you know. And I know that people, and I have a Mark Said It that I'm going to be putting out coming up soon, because I do these little Mark Said It's online, and you can always, and I'm give a shameless plug. You can go to YouTube and put MarkSaiditIn, okay, and you'll see some of my Mark Said It's. But my point is, I'm going to do one on belief, because it's interesting. Everybody believes something. And they always want to tell you what they believe a lot of times and get you to believe it. Even folks that say they don't believe, they believe in not believing. You know what I'm saying? So there's no such a thing as not believing, because everybody believes something. But I think that now we're running into the possibility where people can hear more about what you believe in. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's what it is. I don't get off on the people being perverted and that, because the perversion is a social or cultural perception. If the group says it's perverted, then it is. If the group says it's not perverted, then it becomes normality. So I just always kind of am interested in how people come up with these concepts of what's normal, what's not normal, what's perverse, or what's not perverse. But
that's all I got to say about it.
Okay.
Anybody got anything else they want to throw in there?
Nope. I think you talked enough for everybody.
Well, guess what? You know what, Red? I appreciate that. I'm going to wear that as a badge. And this is what I'm going to do, though, because I already announced, and you might have heard it on the radio, on the phone, that what happened was I scheduled the show because Bree called me at the last minute. I usually don't do this. I usually don't get in there to see what's going on. So she asked me to schedule the show, and I accidentally scheduled it for 60 minutes as opposed to 120 minutes. So, therefore, we've been having most of this conversation actually for the last, 36 minutes. It ain't even been on air for people to hear, although we can re-air it, and we will re-air some of these parts. I'm going to do some editing on it. So we've just been having a beautiful conversation. And what I'm going to do is, seeing as though no one's listening on air, and we finished milking this cow, got all the milk out of it, I'm going to go ahead and say this. You all have been listening to the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, and we thank everybody who has joined us. Sister Gail,
yes.
Sister Red, Brother Twan, who's not there, Sister Bree, who's, I don't know where Sister Bree is right now.
I'm right here,
Oh, Sister Bree is there. I didn't know Sister Bree was there or not. Sister Bree and
I
got another brother that's on.
Oh,
who are you? Okay. It's been a beautiful one, hasn't it?
I'm on vacation
anyway.
Today.
Vacation.
Like you said, fun just listening sometimes.
Yeah. It is, trust me. I'm going back to listening next week. I'm going back to listening. But anyway, this has been the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. I thank everybody who has been here listening to it. And you know what? We're going to do this again next week. Y'all have a beautiful night.
Good
God
night.
Bless.
Okay,
good
night. Good night.
Yeah, A-Dream in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in.
Yes,
look,
sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging that gold, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you the message.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down
in
the mouth to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live and live.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live and live.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life,
what you live and live.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live and live.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree. Baby.